Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, in honor of the big game, we're going to be talking about some Super Bowl commercials. We're going to order up our favorite, the top four best Super Bowl commercials. So that's a wide range, right? That's a very, very wide range.
Huh.
A lot of products, a lot of interesting stuff. But what is the best? From 4-2-1, what do you got, D?
All right, so I've got the... First up, I've got the E-Trade, the talking babies.
That was that's a good one.
That was back in 2008. So I like that one. That's fun, right? And then number three, I like the Volkswagen one with the Force, where it's the kid dressed up as Darth Vader. And then the Volkswagen pulls up and he kind of like puts his hand up and it stops. Number two, I'm going to go with, you know, it's hard not to do the frogs, the Budweiser frogs.
Yeah.
I'm a big Budweiser frogs guy. And then the number one is... it's the showdown. It's McDonald's with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan, where they're pretty much matching each other shot from shot. Those crazy shots they're taking all over the court. What's yours?
Those are good choices. You really can't, like, I mean,
Budweiser
the McDonald's
Frogs,
one's really...
Budweiser Frogs is just... it's just Budweiser. Oh, I forgot one. I mean... the Coca-Cola Hey Kid Catch, the one with Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe
which was
Green.
Filmed here. It was filmed in, I believe it was filmed in Mount Vernon. It was filmed in
That's
New-
crazy.
I'm pretty sure it was filmed in New York.
Which the WWF then ripped off for the Bret Hart thing. So it's awesome. Good
which
for
is
you
also
guys.
A good commercial.
That's a really good commercial. That's definitely on mine. But I gotta say it's a tie for my number four. Because they're both Budweiser commercials.
Oh, what,
so yes,
the frogs.
What?
Which was you?
What?
Scream movies and stuff like that.
Uh huh. Scream movies, the Dudley Boys. It really, like, between that and the Budweiser frogs, man. Like, both of them became cultural, like, icons. And to be fair, they're pretty stupid when you think about it. Like, it's just really freaking dumb. And it's
all commercials
okay.
are stupid, and they're all very expensive.
Very expensive. I wonder what the going rate is this year. But for me, those two, you got to tie at number four.
Betty
sure.
White had a good one with the sneakers.
Oh yeah, it was a good one too.
And then there was one with the horse finding his owner. That was fun too. That was a little emotional.
That yeah. Oh. Man, some of them are like heartwarming, and then you just got ones that are just like really like no. Now, I mean, now they're like mini movies. Like I just find it weird, you know. Like we're just we're gonna have to keep going for it. I don't like the mini movie type commercial. Just like, go do your business, sell me your Doritos, and move on. So, just do that. Just do that. Number three. Give me Terry Tate off as linebacker. Such an absurd concept, but it ties into the big game, and it's laugh out loud funny. Watch it back again. Find it on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it, and you will catch yourself laughing at it to this day. Number two, 1999, the World Wrestling Federation ad, where they went inside Titan Towers, and it was all batshit crazy, and then you got Austin, you got The Rock, you got
Good,
The Undertaker.
Family but, entertainment.
Exactly. Such a good commercial, and it really like underscored what the Attitude Era was about. And it was, you know, it was raucous and it was fun and it was tongue in cheek. It was fantastic. And you couple that with another great ad. Now granted, it was, you know, a halftime show, but Halftime Heat was also a really good ad for the World Wrestling Federation because it was Mankind versus The Rock in an empty arena match during halftime of the Super Bowl.
Like, yes, that, I do remember that.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's just one 20-minute long ad for the company. And it was a decent enough match. It led to, it had that forklift cam at the end when Mankind pinned The Rock. But, yeah, like, the World Wrestling Federation, when it was the World Wrestling Federation, they went out on a limb. And they put out some content that, you know, it sparked interest. And then the year after that, their Super Bowl ad got banned. So there's that. You can go a little too far, but the sweet spot was in 1999 Titan Tower takeover. And number one, it's nostalgia. It's kitsch. It's Mean Joe Green with a Coke and a smile, tossing his jersey to a youngster and melting the mean man's heart. And showing that there's a softer side to sports. Iconic. Absolutely iconic. But we know there are a lot more. We know there are going to be more this year. What's your list? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at Fade Route DNZ. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game and enjoy those commercials. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.